This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on 4th of May. In West Bengal, major political parties are making their last push before 152 constituencies in 16 districts head to the polls on Thursday. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public rallies in Siliguri, West Bardhaman, West Mednipur and East Mednipur districts in support of party candidates today. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will address public rallies in Haldia of Purba Mednipur, Barakpur and Jagdal of North 24 Parganas district and Jorashanko of Kolkata in support of party candidates. Political leaders of other parties are also expected to join public meetings today. Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar has asserted that the Election Commission will leave no stone unturned in holding free, fair and transparent polls in West Bengal. Interacting with officials involved in poll management, the CEC said the elections will be violence-free and intimidation-free. India and South Korea have emphasized enhancing economic cooperation during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting President of South Korea, Lee Jae-myung. Briefing media after the bilateral talks in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary East in the MEA, P. Kumaran, said that the two leaders reviewed the overall progress in the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will shortly address civil servants on the 18th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. This event will be organized by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. The theme for this year's event is Viksit Bharat, Citizen-Centric Governance and Development at the Last Mile. India and the United States began a fresh round of trade negotiations in Washington, aiming at giving a final shape to the much-awaited trade deal between the two countries. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said government has almost finalized the first tranche of bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. Talking to reporters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said the government is trying to work out what would be the mechanism on which India would get a preferential access in the U.S. market compared to the country's competitors.
Well, we have almost finalized our free trade agreement, the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement with them. We are trying to close the T's and dots on that and work out what would be the mechanism by which India can get a preferential access, market access in the US market compared to our competitors. The team will be discussing these aspects while they are in Washington.
Indian Railways will operate 18,262 summer special train trips nationwide over 3 months. It will address anticipated rise in passenger demand and ensure a smooth and convenient travel experience. The Ministry of Railways informed that it has taken significant steps to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for passengers during the peak summer season by approving a large number of special train services across the country. It also said that for the period from 15 April to 15 July this year, a total of 908 summer special trains have been approved, which will operate 18,262 trips to cater to the increased travel demand. The National Testing Agency has released the results for G-Main Session 2. A total of 2,50,182 aspirants have qualified for G-Advanced. A total of 10,34,330 candidates appeared in Session 2 of the exam conducted this month. The scores or results of the exam are computed using the final answer keys released by the NTA yesterday. The exam body said that those candidates who appeared in both the sessions of the examination, their best NTA score of both the sessions has been declared. The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Chandigarh, Delhi, Haryana, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Gangetic, West Bengal, Punjab and Vidarbha for next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.